Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinion, and your answers will remain confidential. So are you, or is anyone in your household, a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
No? All right, perfect. So, if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails. So knowing this, would you say you trust or do you not trust Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? I believe that is the question that you were left on because someone previously called but didn't complete the survey.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So based on that question that I did ask you, would you say you definitely trust or probably trust or you probably do not trust or you definitely do not trust?
I probably trust.
All right. So there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So could you please indicate if you would strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money? So the first one is to promote recreational opportunities.
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
To promote local economic development.
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve?
Yeah.
All right. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Well, I definitely approve of that.
So strongly approve?
Yes.
All right. To promote health and wellness.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it does. You know, strongly approve.
To provide trails for walking, jogging, hiking, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
Somewhat approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Non-motorized?
Mm-hmm. Non-motorized.
Strongly approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
I strongly approve.
To maintain existing trails.
To maintain existing trails?
Yes, to maintain existing trails.
Yeah, existing trails.
So strongly approve?
Yeah.
All right. And lastly, to provide a connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Strongly approve.
All right. So now if you were forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Number one, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
First one.
All right. Just a little small parentheses. Do you happen to say Grand Traverse County or Grand Traverse County?
Traverse.
All right, thank you so much for that clarification. So now I'm going to give you a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each one make you more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much more likely to kind of support this proposal. And if it would make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. So the first one is, a Citizens Oversight Committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
I agree with maintaining what we got, but there's a lot of other things we need other than that in our community, I think.
All right. So would you say for this one that you're not, like, really sure then?
I'm not really sure.
All right. So there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Well, I know, but normally the public doesn't have anything to say about it. They just do whatever they want with it.
All right. So will this make, like, no difference then for you in supporting this proposal?
I probably wouldn't support a proposal that's going to raise my taxes.
All right. So would you say, like, somewhat less likely or much less likely then?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. There will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Okay.
Would that make you much more likely to support this proposal, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Or would it make no difference?
It wouldn't make any difference.
All right. And lastly, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Well, that would make a lot of difference. I mean, even from my answers on the previous questions, I mean, if I don't have to, I mean, right now I'm getting really rolled with taxes as far as I'm concerned. So I don't want anything that proposes more taxes.
All right. So would you say that maybe this would be like much more likely or somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Are somewhat less likely. All right. So now I'm going to give you a few statements that are in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each argument is either very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. And if it would make no difference, you can also mention that as well if you want to. So the first one is, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
I'm convinced that it would.
So would that be like a very convincing reason or a somewhat convincing reason?
Somewhat convincing, yeah.
All right. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Could you repeat that?
For sure. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
I would support that.
You said you would or wouldn't?
I would.
Would? All right. So is this like a very convincing reason to support it then, or a somewhat convincing reason?
Somewhat.
All right. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Well, I'm going to fall back on if taxes are going up, I'm against it.
All right, so that'd be like not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all, yeah.
All right. This proposal would improve the quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Well, I own my own land, so I can go out and enjoy the outdoors whenever I want. So
all right. So would you say it makes like no difference?
Well, I already pay taxes here. I don't really feel that I should be held.
All right.
That.
So would you say that maybe it's like not too convincing and not at all convincing?
Yeah, not at all.
All right. So this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Convincing.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Grand Traverse County's trails network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
No, I don't want no taxes.
So would that be like not at all convincing maybe, or not too convincing?
Not too.
All right. So this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Well, I think that's the only way to do that, honestly. So I'm going to say that's very convincing.
All right. All right, so this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
I guess I don't understand where they're going to get all this land. I mean, that they're going to access all this stuff.
Well, if you're not sure, it's all right. No worries. So in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
I agree with that, yeah.
So very convincing then, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. So this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to a well-maintained trails nearby.
I'm having a hard time answering these because I know that I will never use these things.
You know? Okay, well, if you're not sure, that's totally fine. No worries.
All right. No, I'm not sure.
All right, no worries. And then the last one for kind of this segment of In Favor is trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
I am not going to agree with that.
So would that be like...
Well, I mean, I'm not a tourist guy. I've lived here my whole life, so I've seen what the tourists do to our land up here and all of our stuff. They don't respect it. They have no respect. So I just assume not keep let the tourists come in.
All right. So would you say maybe that?
I'm anti-tourist, I guess.
All right. So would that be like maybe not convincing at all then?
No, not convincing at all.
All right. So now taking into account everything you just heard, I'm just going to ask you like kind of for verification purposes of this like kind of still proposal. So to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or would you vote no against this proposal?
Well, because it's going to raise my taxes, so I'll probably vote no.
All right. So definitely or probably?
I'm going to say if it's raising my taxes, it's definite.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a few statements that are kind of like the vice versa of the other one. So this one now is like against. So now I'm going to give you a few reasons to vote no against. And if you could tell me if this is either a very convincing reason, a somewhat convincing reason, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against. And if it makes no difference, you can also mention that as well. So the first one is, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Great. I agree with that.
Would that be like a very convincing reason then to vote against?
Very convincing, yeah.
All right. So the next one is, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Correct. 100%.
So would that be very convincing as well then?
Very convincing.
All right. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
I agree 100% on that one, too.
All right. So very convincing as well?
Very convincing.
All right. This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
I am dead against that.
So would that be also very convincing then?
Yeah.
All right. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Well, I'm pretty sure of that.
All right. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
I agree 100% with that statement, too.
All right. And lastly, this proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will probably just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
I agree with that.
Very or somewhat?
Well, I mean, I don't want the politicians to get hold of the money. That's...
All right. You know, so would that be like a very convincing reason then, or a somewhat convincing reason?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
All right. So, and now just one last final time, taking everything into consideration that you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
Well, if it's raising my taxes, I'm voting no.
All right. Voting no, definitely?
Yeah.
All right. So, now just lastly, I'm going to kind of give you a statement, and if you could complete it in your own words. So the statement goes, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is. And what would be your hesitation that you would have for voting for this proposal?
Would be the raising of my taxes. We already paid too much taxes.
To be, all right. Already you pay too much in taxes. All right, perfect. Really solid answer, by the way. Thank you so much. So now, before we finish, I'm just going to ask you shortly about one more proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. And this proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repairs and improvement millage, beginning with December 2024 tax levy, for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
I'd vote against it.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right, so now we're almost done. We're about 90% done. So now the rest just have our short demographic questions. So before we finish, regardless of how you may feel today, for who did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I will vote Republican.
All right, but in 2020, who did you vote for?
Who did I vote for?
Mm-hmm. In fact, in 2020, Trump, all right. So with which political party are you affiliated?
Republicans.
If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm pretty conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very.
What was the last grade of formal education you completed?
High school.
High school, all right. So do you own or rent the current home that you're currently living in?
I own it.
Do you have any children under the age of 18 in your, household?
No.
What is your main racial background?
White.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye.